Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What did he chant?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? Welcome back, everybody, again, for returning to the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast, again and again and again, because I have faith that we have listeners that return time after time after time again. So, it's like walking into Cheers. Everybody knows your name. Just come on in, sit down, make yourself comfortable like you do every week, and if you're new, welcome to the party for episode 115 of the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me podcast.
Everybody knows your name, but Travis is still gonna mispronounce it.
So. Accurate.
And I think it's 117.
It better not be.
It's not, it's 115.
I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti, and with me today are the two best co-hosts a host could have. As you already heard, with me today, he's large and in charge. He's beating the diabetes. Lately, it is Pete McCarthy. How you doing today, Pete?
Hey, Steven. Thanks for having me in your lovely home, and thank you for feeding me.
We are in my home. We are here, the three of us, because next to him and across from me is Travis Bowles, the leader. You think he is the leader of the group? Would you say is he like the front man? What's going on with us?
I don't think he has the staying power to be a front man.
There's no way Pete is going to call anyone the front man in a band unless his name is Pete. It is impossible.
But we sure as hell know who we're not going to call on to help out in a dance-off. So.
All right, we're back again. Like Pete said, we are in my house. We're surrounded by toys, and we are ready to podcast. We've been having fun lately. We've been doing these. We've been doing the listener spotlight thing, right, Trav?
Yeah,
those are fun.
I'm definitely enjoying it.
So I have a question for you, Steven.
Yeah.
So you get me alone, and you hit me with like difficult life questions of rough experiences. You get Travis alone, and you call people on the phone and chat with them. Like, how does that work? Why wasn't he given any hard questions?
Because he thought of this whole idea of calling fans.
Yep, I'm a genius.
And he was like, Travis came to me and he's like, hey, I got this idea.
I'm going to Bobby Knight one of these fucking chairs across this room. We have so many great ideas that you guys come up with 6, 8, and 10 months after I've said them, and you've said fucking nothing to me.
So stupid.
And you only did that to wind me up because you fucking knew. Bastards.
Well, we were talking about ways to, you know, improve
reach
the show
out and
do some things, and Travis was like, ding, light bulb above his head.
You know what?
I got a great idea.
Listeners, it got so bad that I brought up an idea about logo stuff. Steven then re-brought up the logo stuff, exactly what I said, and it still took me to hire another artist to do the logo. Hey. He's an artist. That's what I'm dealing with here, man.
You didn't ask me.
God, oh, I shouldn't. You're right. I should have asked you to have some fucking initiative. That's what I should have done. Hey, well, hey, Steve, would you mind giving a shit? Could you do that?
Talking about initiative, it seems like me and Travis are actually executing all your ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Why was it your idea 8 months ago, but you didn't get it done?
Okay, first and foremost,
it took me and Travis to get it done.
It never would have been my idea to call Justice, of all people. Okay? That was your guy. You guys took a great idea and then ruined it by calling him.
It was actually a pretty good talk.
It was.
Yeah, because you can ask him a question and walk away for 18 minutes and piss and grab a soda. And
oh, you hate guys like that, right?
He doesn't even know you're gone.
You hate guys like that, right?
I do. There's only room for one captain
on
the ship.
Get pissed every time you look in the mirror?
No.
He gets happier.
Gets happier. It makes me like this special package we got from Jim Bagtas.
Wow, that thing is long.
Incredibly phallic looking.
Oh my god.
It is shaped like a box of tinfoil.
Yeah.
Like Reynolds Wrap.
Exactly what it is. It probably is tinfoil.
Right.
So, he's going to say, hey, put this on your heads while you podcast, guys.
Right. So you want to open it? It's been bothering me all day.
I don't see why we can't. Let's
do it.
It's our show. I think we can do whatever the hell we want.
Well, actually, you know what? It was my idea. Let's wait till December, and then you bring it up, Steven, and then we'll actually open it.
Why don't you say you're going to open it, throw it over your shoulder like Luke Skywalker threw the lightsaber, walk away from it, and then me and Travis will pick it up and say, hey, aren't we going to open this?
No, because then you'll find it in Maz Kanata's whatever. This I'm pretty sure you could probably insert in Maz Kanata somewhere.
I think it's called a vagina.
I have no idea. I don't know if those people have vaginas.
Oh, those people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those Jeez. People. So Pete is opening the end of this right now. Now he's looking down at like the barrel of a gun, and he's pulling a...
It's like a scroll.
He's got a scroll in his hand. He's got
a rolled up piece of paper, and I'm not sure if you... Do we light the end of that and smoke it? What is that thing? Okay, looks like there's instructions, Pete. Okay, it's got rubber bands on it.
Please use this cash and these labels to ship this back to me. You can use the same box. Thank you, Jim.
Okay.
So
it's going to be interesting.
And again, Jim, is it Bagtas? It's got to be Bagtas. It can't be said any other way,
right? Doesn't it say? Oh, yeah. It's Jim Bagtas.
It is. It's Bagtas.
Okay. So, yeah. So we're I'm unrolling... Should I come like a doubloon? I feel like I'm going to after One Eye Willie's treasure.
Why is there white powder coming out of it?
I don't know. Why does it smell like bitter almonds? So.
Okay.
I hope he doesn't expect me to draw something.
I don't know. There's an envelope.
So that is an envelope.
This is an envelope.
That had the instructions on it.
Yeah.
Pete's.
Oh my gosh, Pete.
I don't want to rip it. He said to reuse it.
So he spent...
I think Ryu is the box. Yep, so... Yep.
$5 and a shipping label.
Yep, exactly what he said. Yep.
Okay.
So we got that. Now we're to the next part. We're opening the scroll gingerly. Who knows what spell we're going to learn here?
What do we have?
Pete's acting like he's terrified.
It's blank paper. And there's more instructions inside.
I think it's more in blank paper. There's some. I think I saw something.
There's something in between there.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So it's the logo.
It's the logo.
What in the hell is going on here?
He's gonna want a sign.
All right.
September 6, 2018. Steve, Pete, and Travis. Notice who's listed last. Hey there, guys. First off, I want to say that My Wife's Gonna Kill Me is one of my favorite podcasts. I always check my iPod to make sure the latest episode is downloaded before I go anywhere. I consistently find myself laughing out loud when I listen. Everything from Pete's insults to Travis's stories to Steve's attempt to justify anything he says to the other two hosts. This may sound ridiculous, but could I please get your autographs on the enclosed My Wife Is Going to Kill Me mini poster? I am completely serious, and I would be honored if you could all sign it. It would look awesome in my toy room, which I don't have yet, but I'm working on it. Thank you for all your hard work and efforts in making an amazing podcast. You guys rock, man, boobs, and all. Sincerely, Jim. So that's absolutely awesome.
That so, is.
Of course, Jim, we will be more than happy to do that. We may even ink up the old Dixon mushroom stamp it for you. So now that I just noticed Steve's daughters are sitting behind me. So but well, very cool. We're honored to do that for you, Jim. That's awesome. So,
that's so funny.
I'll tell you what, Pete. Might be a little spoiler here, but Jim Bagtez was one of our interviews yesterday.
Was he?
And it was a pretty fun conversation. So.
Yeah, I'll never listen to it. Sorry, Jim.
What did you think of Eric's interview?
I didn't listen to it.
Oh.
Oh. Eric who? Munoz?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't listen to it.
Oh.
How many interviews did you guys do?
What did you think of Dylan's?
Again, I didn't listen to any of them. So...
We've done six now.
We've done six.
And they're all available for people to listen to?
No.
No.
Just
no.
two.
Just two.
Just two. Eric and Dylan's.
Eric and Dylan's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both of them really good. Really good.
And stuff. Who knows when these are going to drop? Just kind of scatter them around.
Yeah, when we need to
stop. Wait, drop Dylan, something. My brother Dylan?
Yeah, we called Dylan.
Nice. I can only imagine what that was all about.
Oh, it's good.
So.
Oh, boy.
So, here we are. What's new, guys?
What is new?
Nothing. I'm going to go listen to this fucking interview and make sure my brother's not an asshole. Well, my brother is an asshole, but...
What's new with you, Steve?
What's new with me? Really nothing, man. I've been busy. Like I keep saying, broken record. Work. We just had our festival for a yearly thing for the city I work for, so that was over Saturday night, and... basically, put in some hefty hours for that. And just, you know, I got to say thank God for my toy room. Thank God for this, because this is the only way I can just unwind. I come home from work stressed out. I go sit in that damn room and I look around. Maybe sometimes I take my iPad in there. I'm talking about the other room, this little one. That's where I like to go. And I take my iPad in there and I draw. What are you looking like? I'm crazy.
No, you guys are just looking over me like there's something going on, and I kept checking. That's as the football game's playing.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, and it just totally just, I think it lowers my blood pressure. So
good for you.
Yeah.
Well, being fat doesn't. So that's good.
No, I got to do something to counteract it.
Right.
So, Pete, what's going on with you?
Just busy. Same thing. It's that time of the year where we're all getting busy with kids getting back to school and. We had our first soccer game yesterday, and Liv had her first basketball game last week, and it's just crazy. So, but we'll get through it. Fire prevention week's coming up, and that's always crazy for me. So I'm just trying to wrap up planning that. We've got a new reporting system, blah, 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 just busy. So,
yeah.
But.
Yep. Trav, what do you got? What do you want to share?
No, just nothing.
Where's the toy drama?
I got some toy drama.
All right.
You know, it's interesting. I was kind of got reminded of this by Steven. So I was going to go and look. And, usually I screenshot this stuff. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got nothing screenshotted. So then I started going back and looking. And I'm like, oh, man, there was some stuff that I missed.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, man, that actually is somewhat enjoyable. So why don't we bring that up? So here's a good one. Toy World Order Fans. It's a group, apparently. Ryan Busey. I hope I said that right, Ryan. Which you're probably not listening anyway. But Ryan is the owner of a Hive of Villainy. He's a vendor just like me. I want to say out of either probably like the Ohio or Indiana area. Strange question. When eBay has no examples of a toy in the sold listings, nor the available items to buy, does anyone know of other ways to gauge value? I'm trying to price some 2008 Kung Fu Panda action figures, and somehow I can't find any of them on eBay. Thanks in advance. And then there's a picture of these Kung Fu Panda things.
Like the Disney Kung Fu Panda?
Yep. Okay.
It's DreamWorks, I believe, but everybody knows what you're talking about.
So the first... The first comment is Joe Ryan, good friend of ours, says, simple, double what you paid or retail if you got it super cheap. Instant profit.
Makes sense. That was one way to do it.
Ryan comes back. I'm thinking that you've never sold an action figure to someone and had them resell it for 10 times as much almost immediately. Joe comes back and says, LOL, I've done it plenty, Ryan. Joe Rhino from the Spawn Boards, by the way. I'm in fact sold to you for you to sell for profit. But I know how the game goes. Doesn't bother me as long as both parties are happy. Like I said, if you sell it for more and make a profit, that should be something. Ryan came back. Joe, Ryan, Spawn Board, period. Old school indeed. I can't even imagine what Spawn Board. I mean, you've got to be talking like some forum back in the day when Spawn was huge.
Yeah.
That was back before I had kids and I was still actually capable of some success in the toy game. Pretty true there, right? Kids definitely changed the game. We also had a member of our private group reach out to us, and he brought up a posting that he had. I'll read it to you guys, okay? David Bond, I'm getting raked over the coals in this group for asking $125 ship for the Marvel Legends, Silver Surfer, and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 wave. The admin came in to shut it down, but made a comment about my price. This was my response. Am I out of line, or is this more of the reseller hatred you guys have all talked about? So having partaken
in this while it was going on, I'm not sure I've ever seen more of a bullshit argument against a price. I mean, it's better than retail,
man.
I don't understand how anybody could bitch about that.
So the admin comes in, shuts it down, and says, I understand why everybody is commenting on the price, but in doing so, you are going against the rules of the page. Please, if you are not interested in purchasing these items, keep scrolling. So it takes a dig at him with the, I understand. Yeah. Yep.
But what do the people not understand that it's nine figures, eight figures?
I think it was, I want to make sure I got that right, because I think it was eight figures.
Right. 8 times 20 is 160. He was asking 125 shipped. Like, I don't understand how are you so stupid that you can't figure
because
that out?
Because did I catch something with this where they're actually available for $5 somewhere?
Five Below. Okay. Yes. Guardians of the Galaxy came out at Five Below recently. But you had to get in there and get
them. And you had to go to Five Below and get them. And if you didn't, then shut the fuck up.
Yep. So it was actually 8 figures plus Silver Surfer, so 9 figures total. 9 figures. At $20, that's $180. Holy shit, man. These people are
stupid.
And this is what I said. What I have seen in these Facebook groups, people, and it seems like Marvel especially, they really want you to give them stuff. Right. Oh, you paid $5 each for them, charge me $10. And so they think he should have sold that for $80. I mean, what? It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I agree.
Yeah. And he posted that in our group. And, of course, our group was also, right on page with him. The three of us felt the same way.
We were all like, yeah, those people are stupid.
But that is the resell. I mean, I'll tell you, I put Legends in my booth. And I'll have them for $25, $30, sometimes tops on a new wave, and people want to beat you up and try to get you down to $20. I'm like, that's what I paid.
Right.
I paid $20. Yeah. There's got to be something here, and even that.
I can't get those figures through Diamond for that price.
Right.
That's better than wholesale price. I don't understand why people are the way they are.
And there is some figures, and maybe he's not now because of them hitting Five Below, but Adam Strange. What? Adam Warlock. Adam Warlock in that. I mean, he was going for like $40 at one time. So, I mean, Nebula and...
What bath was that?
That's the big... I don't know, the big something.
What in the hell? Call Obsidian?
No, it's not Call Obsidian. How does this happen? How does Kyle Moore... How does Kyle Moore...
What's going on, brother?
Find out that we're podcasting and sneak in here like this? Grab a seat, Kyle. Look at this.
I only got a few minutes, but I heard you guys were doing it over here. So.
What do you mean you only got a few minutes?
I'm on my way home from...
Oh, perfect. You got all night then.
Yeah.
I'm on my way home from
Ludington. You got to be somewhere, what, tomorrow morning? You're fine.
I got to pick up Kathy.
Oh,
what time?
Oh, now you're making stuff up.
7:30. 7:40.
No.
Oh, you got like 2 hours, yeah.
No, you're good. That's good. We're good.
So here we are podcasting, and Kyle Moore just drops in.
Early podcasting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe we're just pre-doing it or something.
No.
So, shit. Using the new omnidirectional mic.
All right.
So, So it's go time. We're just right now getting to...
Thanks, UPS guy!
All right. Thanks, right. UPS guy.
Mm.
What does Pete McCarthy have?
I brought some of the Joes I picked up recently. So, and I got a little gift for Steven.
More Joes.
Where'd you get this? Diamond.
Nice.
So
what this is, and this is the first one, because I don't have any of these.
Oh, really?
This is a Super 7's 3¾ reaction series line of Battle Armor Skeletor. I was always hoping I would never get one of these because I'm afraid of what it might start.
And now Pete has done it to you.
That's exactly why, because I know, because I got the goods. So I ordered every single one of them for you. I only brought you one. So you have to buy the others.
He's going to give them to you. He's going to, just every so often he's going to slide you one.
Damn drug dealer.
Yeah.
No, actually, that's Skeletor's, the Battle Armor Skeletor and the Battle Armor He-Man I did order as well. The He-Man hasn't shown up yet, so...
Nice. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, man. So, a couple of my favorite Joes. You guys know I'm on a Viper kick. I'm going to try to get every single Viper that they ever made, which is a shame because what I have here are two of the modern era, a Para Viper and a Techno Viper, which are two of the coolest figures that G.I. Joe ever did, in my opinion. And then I have a two-pack of Valor versus Venom, Alley Viper 2 and Cobra Viper, and these are garbage.
Yes, they are.
I mean, these are bunk. You know what I mean? But
what are those called? What is that? People call them by something.
New Sculpt?
Somebody's
going to beat me up on this.
Joe Crazy Bill, we just had this conversation the other day. I believe because these are still O-rings, correct? But they're considered New Sculpt O-ring. Because they didn't get rid of the O-ring till they went to what is considered modern, Joe. So you've got O-ring, and then you've got new sculpt O-ring, and then you have modern, was the way he explained it to me, I believe. And Bill, please correct me if I need it. But again, the price was right, and if you're trying to get all the Vipers, you're trying to get all the Vipers. So,
Big Lots, so, $6.
Yeah. And I just got them off of eBay. So, then I got some other Vipers. They're early 2000s. I want to say 2004. I don't remember the names of them. I got them written down somewhere, but I don't remember them from memory.
They're all new sculpt, too.
Yeah, they're all that same era.
Yeah.
So, and then I picked up a vintage Ninja Force Slice, complete with card. In actually really good shape. So that was a cool one.
Dice.
And that's my Joe. That's my era. That's when I remember really being into them. So, and then, of course, this, I believe, is the V2 Alley Viper, the blue and black. Is that correct? Or is that V3? It's got to be 3 because orange and blue, then yellow and black, and then that one, I believe. So, just like I said, I picked up some Joes, and I said I'm slowly whittling away at... Oh, I got one more right here, and I don't remember what it is. Is it a Crimson Viper?
Pretty sweet.
Or Crimson Guard. I don't remember what it is.
No idea.
Does this faceplate come off on this?
It folds up, yeah. Just like the other ones. So, and those are just... I just love those figures. The Alley Vipers are just awesome. So, but I went through and reorganized all my Joes, and I listed everything that I've got, so I have a good working knowledge of what I need to get. These ones are all ones that need to go. I tried to... The other night, I got called away. I was trying to... it was the big Facebook group that we're all members of, Era or whatever it is. And
a Real American Hero, 92 to 94 or whatever.
Yeah, and it was, hey guys, post pictures of your collections throughout that time. No for sales or trades, just post it. And all these great pictures. And I was like, I'm going to go take a picture of my three totes of G.I. Joe and go, check it out! And it's just three totes of Joe's that nobody can see. But I unfortunately got called away and I forgot to do it. So yeah, we're getting there. I've got probably close to 200 Joe's now at this point.
Jeez.
But I'm nowhere near having...
There is a gazillion Joes.
Right. Well, I need to figure out what it is. Like, I need to pick one thing, and then so I can say I've got a full run of this. And so I've got some of the Eco Warriors. I've got some of the Ninja Force. I've got some years that are better than others as far as, you know. But, you know, you get into the late 80s, early 90s, and they released 112 figures that year. And it's like, well, there's no way anytime soon I'm going to have every figure that came out in 91, you know. But yeah, I've been having fun with it. Lil Pearson and I have been, you know, checking stuff out. And so, yeah. So that's what I grabbed. I had a couple other things I'll bring next time. I just figured I'd do all Joes this time around. So.
All right.
Poverty Pete strikes again.
Poverty Pete. Kyle Moore?
My wife hates you guys.
I know you didn't bring anything, but have you scored anything?
I did. I got one of the, I picked up one of the San Diego Comic-Con 6-inch Red Skulls with the Tesseract. Nice. And it would be nice, but I can't figure out how to get the goddamn box open. I mean, it's literally like a jigsaw puzzle.
You have kind of like a ball. Yeah.
So I had to have it because the Tesseract lights up, and then once I get the glove, then I can have it in one shot.
Speaking of something I'd like to have.
Oh, my wife walks into the room, and you got to say that? It's a little disrespectful, isn't it?
Well, then you're not going to like this. I was very surprised to see you guys here, considering Monday night's my normal night, and I usually have to come in through the back door here.
he thought we were a Cloud 9 podcast.
That's where we are. Wow.
I was like, it was really inconvenient because I stopped there first.
Wow, yeah.
So, yeah, that's the only thing I got. That's new.
Did you order anything else or just that from the...
I got
the San Diego stuff.
I got the vintage 3-pack with Dr. Aphra.
Yep.
Mm,
The
3¾, right?
Yeah, 3¾. Really nice looking set. I'm going to hate to open it. I'm hoping they're going to release them. I know they're going to release her individually on the vintage collection. I don't know if they're going to release the two droids or not. And then the Han Solo.
Is there a 6-inch coming of her too?
I would guess. I haven't heard. 6-inch has been real quiet lately. Real quiet. So, I haven't heard too much about it, but, and then these are starting to show up, the Venom Wave is starting to show up, so.
Yeah.
I haven't really been doing a lot of hunting. I've been going in and out of, we just got an Ollie's 10 days ago, and I've been going every morning. In Grand Rapids. So I've been going every morning just to see what's going on, and they look like something big's coming, like they're starting to move racks out front, and the one in Muskegon here is doing it too. So nothing major. I haven't scored it. It's a lot of the same stuff that we've already have, the same Transformers and the same,
you know, gotcha,
stuff like that. So nothing. I'm hoping something big. Actually, that's not true. I did go in the other day, and they are. Some guy had actually, one of the stock guys actually had some Trypticons, and I literally, you know, dropped in my shorts, and then the guy says, oh, I'm sorry, these got to go back. They're not supposed to be out yet. And I'm like, okay, great.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. Well, the thing was, is he said that he told his crew not to bring out X pallet, and he gets there, and it's out.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, apparently he doesn't look at it until it's after opening. So I'm, you know, knee-deep in boxes, going through boxes to make sure there isn't any, you know, anything else other than the Trypticons and the normal Transformers we've seen. I was hoping to get the Predacons, but I haven't done nothing. All I saw were the Trypticons. So we'll see when they go out. I'll just use a couple more. It'll be slow sellers, but...
Yeah.
Nice to get some cases of those, some more of those. We'll see.
All right.
So that's it.
Well, I've got nothing really new. I think you guys have already discussed these, right, on the show, but I did pick up Carnage from the Venom Wave, because Carnage is awesome, and I love Venom. I don't really want this Baff, and I don't want every figure in this wave, so I'm not sure how I'm going to go about doing that. Maybe I'll just have to buy every figure. I don't know. Or maybe I'll wait long enough to see if these ever go on sale and I can get them cheap. But, you know, there's a few figures in here I want. I want Carnage. I want Porker. And I want Venom himself. And
Big most, Head Venom?
Well, I mean, I haven't had a chance. They're still, these are still in package. I haven't had a chance to open them. But the Venom head looks like it's pretty good sized.
The Venom head looks right. Yeah, the Brock head looks ridiculous.
The Brock head looks weird. But I'm pretty excited about Cletus. Yeah, so that's cool. Now, also, I think you guys have already discussed. Have we already discussed this?
Not really, no.
We haven't.
No.
I didn't know if you did when I was at PowerCon.
No.
Do you even have one yet?
I got one yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're probably at ours now, too.
They're everywhere now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I did get the Walgreens exclusive Silver Surfer. Wow, it's as disappointing as it is fantastic.
How can you be disappointed? It's a regular buck that's spray painted silver with a surfboard. Like, it's.
They could have done a few things.
It looks amazing right now.
It does look amazing. But
you can't be upset that it's simple. It's Silver Surfer.
I'm just upset that they didn't give us another damn foot peg for the board. Because you can put him in some pretty cool poses. And I've had him in a flight stand. Where I'm grabbing a hold of the surfer. But the longer that this board sits there, it keeps pulling away from his foot. His front foot. His back foot is pegged. But his front foot and the ankle rocker over time will just keep sagging. And he looks stupid. On a flight stand. So they should have given us either. Well, I think they should have given us both. They should have given us a front foot peg, and they should have given us a flight stand to put this on, because that would have looked amazing. That would have looked amazing if you could have just a simple like ball socket in here that you could kind of, you know, turn the board around and making them do some really cool surf. Would have just.
I mean, he was known for all of his tricks on that board, so that makes perfect sense.
It would take this figure from, it's still a very good figure,
mm-hmm.
but it would put it in the stratosphere as far as I'm considered, or as far as I'm concerned. Great options for hands, fists, sprawled hands, or, I don't know, balancing hands, using the force, whatever you want to say.
Spider-Man plant hands is what they are.
Yeah, that's what those are. And then we got also Captain America saluting hands, which would look like a guy who's surfing, you know, kind of
balancing. I think it's more for blasting.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's how he usually shoots.
Which takes me to my another disappointment. My last another, disappointment Jesus, is
English, buddy.
Try to put these on. These blast effects are pretty cool, but try to put them on him. They're so gummy. I can't find a good way to get these looking like they sag. They maybe flop if you around.
Use the other hand.
No, I think what you actually do is. Yeah, they used to be that they would be small enough that you could take this off.
You take his hand off.
Yeah.
And then plug his hand back in.
Yeah.
But now they've done it, and on top of it, they've used a really gummy plastic that will not clip onto his hands very well.
I don't know. There's a hole right there.
Oh, I guess, yeah. I guess you could do that.
See that?
But that's not, yeah, okay.
But not the center one.
Gotcha. But it's not the way it was designed. I think it was designed for this to clip on.
Well, that could be a. I mean, that looks like a wrist or an arm lock. You see that, Pete, right there?
So what Kyle is saying is, in the sculpt of this thing, there is a hole that's small enough to kind of make it work.
It's a perfect circle too. So looks like maybe a few of them, but there's one definitely right.
There's two right by each other. It looks like.
Yeah, there's definitely one right there.
I don't know. Part of the why I love this figure, though, too, is just how Steve has it posed. Steve's kind of a pro with this.
I had him in some really kick-ass poses last night.
Yeah.
But they took me a long time, and they wouldn't stay.
Mm.
Like his famous like handstand surf?
Nope, I didn't do that.
Didn't do that one?
Okay. But, just, I don't know. I was looking at pictures of surfers and trying to get him in pictures like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did now is I got this little, this is how I'm probably going to put him in the case. I took like a little candy. If you were to go to like a...
Go to Wesco and get gummies. That's what they're doing.
Yeah. Where's the candy that I brought that was in there?
We ate it yesterday. They had orange slices in them. Where'd you get this? Wesco?
Yeah.
And it's just a little bite off and it's clear, obviously. And if you just set it there and it's cheap and you eat the candy out of it and you set the surfer on top of it and put it in your shelf, it don't look too bad.
Looks great.
Except for it's an upside down candy.
In fact, I was going to take a razor blade, and this probably isn't going to come over the podcast, but I was going to cut a notch in it, which would actually put him in there on an angle on the surfboard.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Oh boy.
And then maybe make the bottom lower than the top.
Oh, so put yeah.
Him, I don't know. I got some different kind of ideas for this, but
you're
I
so artistic.
I shouldn't have to make my own stand.
Could you take a flight stand and cut it so that the ball, the one part you could glue it to the bottom of the surfboard, mm-hmm. and then cut that flight stand low so that it could stand up, you know?
Oh yeah,
a few inches off.
You could do all kinds of different.
That would
stuff.
Look much better than the empty candy dish from Wesco.
Yeah, but if you got people standing
if
around,
you got figures
them,
in front of it.
Oh yeah, no, that would be sweet.
That's what I'm thinking. He isn't going to be up there by himself. He's going to be. Anyways, it's a pretty fun figure. Yeah, that's really all I got. Trev?
I got nothing.
What?
I was sitting there kind of struggling, trying to think if I've bought anything recently, and I really don't think.
Well, you bought a surfer yesterday.
Yeah, I did, but you brought yours, so I wasn't gonna bring mine. Yeah, that's really about it. I did. I want to throw this out there. I did go on and order a few more Mythic Legions.
What'd you order?
Well, I'll be honest. I thought I should try and maybe not talk about Mythic Legions this episode.
Gotcha.
Because I do hear that once in a while, that I talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
But I felt like if I didn't talk about it, I would be doing a disservice to our listeners that might hear this in time. But Wednesday is the last day to order.
Okay.
For Soul Spiller. So, Spiller or Splitter? Soul Spiller?
Ah, oh, man, I don't know anymore. I remember I corrected you the one time.
It's Spiller.
I think it is Spiller.
Yeah, I knew it was Spiller.
If it's Spiller, then he got it right. That's like the first
time. I knew it. So, and I once again, I went out and looked. And, dude, there's 8 figures counting the troll and the all-in. And it's $350.
$15, yeah.
Yeah. And that it breaks down to like 30.
28. I thought when I did the math it was 28. If you put the troll at 100, it makes the rest of the figures 28.
No, but I'm not even putting the troll at 100. I'm just saying that the troll even. With the troller, it's like $38. A figure. That's including a $100 troll. So I just look at it and go, man, it's just the best way to do it. And so yeah, I
Soul Spiller.
Yeah.
So, just while we're talking about that troll, you know, I did get a chance at PowerCon to hold that sword.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have got a picture taken. Of that. Yeah.
Because it really is, like, it doesn't look ridiculous in my hand. I mean, it looks like a knife more than a sword.
Right, of course.
But it's like a full K-bar size.
Yeah.
Sword.
Awesome.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, awesome. The reason why he didn't take a picture of it is because he would have had to get his left hand just in the right position, looking up.
Yeah.
You know why it really was? Is because he was trying to take a selfie.
Yeah, well, he can't reach.
Yeah, he couldn't. His arms are straight. He couldn't get
just,
the sword.
Yeah. He's always doing the camera.
That's his face.
Oh, man. You're never going to live that one down, my friend.
T-Rexes were never designed to do selfies.
Hey, if you're listening and you still got time, I'm telling you, just go in and get some. It'll be worth it. I got problems. What can I say? I got problems.
All right. Well,
how many figures have you bought now?
Out of Soul Spiller?
Yeah.
4 all ins.
Oh my lord.
1 extra troll. And I think that's it. Yeah, that's it.
That's it. You know, that's it. $1,200.
And a set of pins.
And a set of pins. Which I didn't even really... I mean, I was like, eh. But I'm like, I bought everything else. Why not? I mean, eh.
And we still have a day and a half before... I bet he makes it even 5.
No,
he'll go one more all in.
I gotta pull the... I gotta stop.
Do you?
No, but I should. I should stop. But the reality of it is part of me says, you know what? I'm going to sell 2 sets. I sell 2 sets.
What are you going to do with the other 3?
2. There's a 2. 2. I got 4. I'm going to keep those. I'm going to keep them for me. I mean, I don't know why you need them, but because it's but there are some army builders there. So and that might be I might keep all the orcs. I don't know.
That's one thing about those orcs.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool.
And they're Fury Orcs, so these red, you know, they just look cool. I mean, they look cool. Yeah, I'm sick. I got a problem.
Well, with that note, gentlemen, I do have to fly.
So. No,
Kyle. Come on.
That's
the blue balls of podcasting.
Tell her to start walking. I'll meet her there.
Yeah, that'll work really good. I tell her to walk over to Stella's and get a burger, some nachos.
Yeah.
Let's step on our autograph. He sent us a picture for us to autograph and send back. Jim Bagdas, one of our fans.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
So.
What's that?
Steven came on it.
Kyle is leaving us. He just joined us for a little bit.
Yep. Can I just stop by?
Kyle, we just want a little more.
Hey, hey, hey.
See you guys.
See you, brother. See ya. So what kind of a toy community do we have where we're sitting around just podcasting and somebody just, like a kid, runs up to the back slider.
You look like a
kid. And just runs in here and sits down.
Like a kid. Begins,
thank you, Katie. Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
So funny.
So, where are we going now, guys?
Well.
You got listener questions?
We do.
We do, but you know, before we...
You got something else you want to talk about?
You know what? We'll include it in the listener questions.
Okay.
Don't let me forget, Eric Munez, he said something I want to talk about.
Okay, well, let's pull up these listener questions here. Okay, well, I posted earlier today. If anybody had any questions, comments, concerns... thoughts, and some people responded. So,
all right.
Francisco Ramirez.
I love Francisco.
So do I. So, since I've been binging on old episodes, whatever happened to Pete being a magic nerd?
That's funny.
I've actually still been buying cards. My son and I play every now and again. We actually have been trying to get to a Griffin's Rest there in Muskegon. They do a... They call it Magic 101 on Wednesday nights, and they bring a guy in just to teach new players. And we wanted to get down there to actually learn the game. And that will happen. And he says, well, why not try out HeroClix? I don't know anything about HeroClix. I'll be totally honest with you. I know that you had a cool, not a dragon, a Chalupa? Chewbacca, whatever. Chathula?
Yep.
Yeah. That was a HeroClix. That was really neat.
Yep, I had a Chalupa.
That I'm pretty sure one of us broke. Then we bring
Justin,
a tie off
Justin.
Justin.
Yeah,
so, but it would definitely be something to look into. It'd be I would be interested. I'm always interested in trying something new. Isn't that right, Courtney? Yeah. I quit collecting the Black Series. Distribution has been sucking. Revan Wave only hit a few places, for example. New waves have consisted of a few new figures and about four peg warmers. Thoughts?
I'll tell you, man, that solo wave is seriously pegging at my Walmart. And it's hard because it came out right away, and you remember we got it for like $5 each?
Yeah.
So you got what you wanted early?
Yeah.
And now what's left is like just... Yeah. I mean, and there's some good figures too, but it's just peg warming. Lando's gone. I don't see a Lando anymore. I think there wasn't there... Wasn't she in there? The
Queen of Dragons.
Queen of Dragons.
Mother of Dragons.
Yeah, But after that, I mean, I haven't seen... If there's been a wave that's hit since then, I ain't
was
seen
it. Was she in there? I honestly... Those figures I never even opened. I opened... I think I opened Lando, and he's the only one... in the Snow Trooper guy.
Oh, you had to have opened... not Krennic.
Moff Tarkin. Grand Moff Tarkin. Yes, yeah. I did. I opened him. And then, you know, so... I really did love the Solo movie, but I don't know why the figures were just...
Yeah.
Yeah. For me.
When did Steven's wife have a hysterectomy? Courtney's box went empty since when?
So, you know, I was just driving around thinking about that.
Me
That's
too.
That's very recent. I was thinking about Courtney's
box. Me too.
I was thinking
it's
about...
It's got to be... So, I mean, it's almost probably like... It would be like being with a virgin. You know? I mean...
Yeah, after Pinky Dick over here.
Exactly. I mean...
Man. Not very nice.
We'll have to fire that back up. Courtney, do you mind helping us with that? Doing that for our next episode?
Hey, we can do it tonight.
So, do it right now. Get her going.
Yeah. Get her going.
But Travis hates it.
I hate a lot of stuff we do on this stupid podcast.
Hasbro Power Rangers line, are you in or out? I can speak for you guys. You're both out. I would like to get the one they kind of did the re-release of the originals. I'd like to get the original Power Rangers again. I just haven't spent the money yet. I don't think they're going anywhere. So
the Hasbro ones aren't out yet, though. I don't think.
Oh, I thought that was the ones that were the.
I think that was right.
The Hasbro ones look really cool, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, I think for Power Rangers,
only one I've seen. I could be wrong, but I think at San Diego Comic Con or they did a demo. They had. The white one.
The White Ranger.
Tommy, one. Yep. But I think that's all they've shown, right. I think.
Mm. Okay. So then I thought he was talking about they re-released like those Marvel in the vintage package. Mm-hmm. And, you know, yep. So I will definitely look at them because that would be something that I'd love to have on my shelf. Last, a personal question. On a scale of 1 to 5, how close are you three? The scale being 5, threesome, all three of you together at the same time. 4, threesome, 2 guys, 1 girl, and 1 of you tapes it. I'd assume Steven.
What?
And it says that.
Time out. He's right. He's absolutely dead right. Let's be honest. Steve's a prude.
Let's be honest. No girl that would double up on a dude like you and I is going to do his extra missionary that he wants to do. You know what I mean? So 3 is circle jerk. 2 is can pick out each other's penis in a lineup. And 1 is seen each other naked, which listening to old episodes, I already know it's happened. So. That is so good. It's 5. It's a 5 all day long.
It's 5 for you, Peter?
I think so.
What do you think, Steve? Where are you at on this?
I'm trying to figure out which way is the more close because
a circle jerk is where everybody sits in a line and then you just reach to your right and you jack off the guy next to you.
I know, but when he's talking about being able to pick each other's penises out of a lineup, that's pretty close. But in as far as the scale, higher number closer or the lower number closer?
The higher number's closest.
The 5, we've actually done things with the penises.
5 means that three of us are
pick them out in a lineup. We just we're close enough to where we'd recognize them nude. I'm going to be like, hey, look at that. It tilts to the left. That's Trav. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Me and Travis, so, probably a 5. Me and Pete, probably a 1.
I will tell you, that question is gold, though. Oh, it's gold.
Keep them coming, Francisco.
I'm kidding.
It's definitely a 4 for me.
It's definitely a 4.
Just because he likes you holding the camera. Which he would just break like he does everything else. That's the other reason I won't circle jerk with him. I've seen what he does to small, fragile things. So, anyways. Joseph Corzine. Who is the one person who would stand in line like 3 hours to get an autograph from, if anyone?
Wow.
Travis, I know we've kind of talked about this before. It would take, to stand 3 hours, it'd have to be somebody pretty significant. For me.
Yeah.
Nobody.
I can't think.
If we're talking dead or alive, I would stand in a line for 3 hours. I'd stand in line for 12 hours to meet Chris Farley. That would be one for me that I would Kyle Moore, like sleep on a concrete floor.
Yeah, you know to make it happen.
Right. John Belushi, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of my idols. If Dan Aykroyd was at a Comic-Con, Bill Murray, I'd stand in line for 3 hours to see those guys.
Yeah.
But it's not because of my toy nerd. It's just because I'm a
comedy
nerd.
No, I think that still is the same thing.
Right. So
Steve?
Not really. There's one guy, not for an autograph. Now, there's one guy I would do it for sure if I could get a recording for the podcast.
Mm.
Peter Gabriel. Because he's a huge fan of Shock the Monkey.
I would stay in line more than 3 hours. If John Irwin, the original voice of He-Man, who will never come out and do a voice, would come out and he could actually still do
He-Man,
I would do anything for a recording of that.
Yeah. No, nothing.
Courtney, what about you?
Oh, gosh.
Donnie Wahlberg. Moving on.
Would it be Donnie Wahlberg?
He'd have a long list.
Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah.
I always stand in line for 3 hours to meet Chris Hemsworth. I mean, realistically.
Does there seem like there's a cooler guy? I mean, people will argue Jason Momoa. But I think, man, Chris Hemsworth, when I see, like, interviews
he's super. He's like the ultimate dude you want to sit around and have a beer
with. Without a doubt.
Right. So. Thank you, Joseph. And, of course, thank you, Francisco. Jim Bagtas, why the hell do DC movies suck ass while DC TV shows actually have good writing, great actors, and in-depth storylines. Jim, this is something we've been scratching our heads over for as long as we've been doing this podcast. We don't know. Anything to add?
No, I don't know. I just got to say that I think that the movies just don't have... they've got, I think, money guys running it instead of comic guys.
You need fanboys in charge of that shit.
Yeah.
You know?
To an extent. But that's what... You need someone who loves
the property. You can't have just fanboys, but you gotta have...
But but you can't have just money men. You gotta have a good blend, you know? You have to have people...
That is so ridiculous.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Yes!
Why is he doing that?
Courtney just took her top off. She showed us both of them. And they are glorious.
Jeez.
That's a little out of control.
The Lions game's on in the background. What happened, Trav?
First play of the game, the rookie quarterback from the Jets tries to throw across the field. And I hope it's Slay because he's an animal and he just signed this huge contract. Pick six, touchdown.
Nice. Nice.
All really that hope, excitement.
I'm really
still,
hoping that
they're
still
going to go 16-0 with all.
Yeah, 16-0, buddy. Woo!
I'm with 16. Yeah, I don't.
As long as Golden Tate gets no points tonight, I'm okay. So, all right. Thank you, Jim. Harley and Michaela Jackson. Man, Michaela is all up on our junk. you guys gonna go see the new Predator movie? If so, are you excited? Will it convince you to jump into the NECA line of Predators, arguably the best action figure line out there, even better than Mythic Legions, maybe?
Okay.
Them's fighting words, Harley.
Those are fighting words. But I understand where he's coming from because they are sweet.
They're amazing. Yes. They're amazing.
Absolutely sweet figures. So I'm super excited about the movie. I will definitely be going this weekend.
It looks to have a comedic vibe to it, or at least based on the actors.
Yeah, I imagine it'll have
some
funny.
I mean, just that where you've got a little bit of humor slid in there. So.
The director is actually one of the stars from the first movie, Shane Black.
Okay,
He was in the first movie, so I actually I'm excited about it. The whole super predator thing, kind of like but. I've enjoyed even the crappy ones. I've liked them, so I'll be going.
Steve's kind
of. You didn't like Predator?
The first Predator?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it just because you love Arnold or what?
It was cool, but then second Predator was
Danny Glover all the way.
Danny Glover.
That's stupid. Did you see Predators?
I really haven't seen any of the more Predators.
With Adrian Brody?
That one is
Walton Goggins.
Dude, that one is so good.
That's fun.
It's so good.
The premise is fun. Six people dropped onto a planet.
It's so good.
Jesus Rodriguez wants to know what some of our favorite bands are. Rock, metal, etc.
Okay.
Last one. Two separate questions. What are some of your favorite bands?
My probably all-time favorite band is Metallica. I do love me some Volbeat. I like me...
Volbeat.
Volbeat, man. They rock.
Can you sing me a song? What do they sing?
Their first radio release, I believe, was called Hallelujah Goat, wasn't it?
Hallelujah Goat.
It's awesome. They're
you don't got to pull it up. Just sing it to me.
They're Danish. He can't sing English with a Danish accent.
Steven, just sing it to me. You don't got to pull up a song.
Counting all the assholes in the room.
Yeah,
I'm definitely not alone.
Yeah. Are you talking about me?
Counting all the assholes in the room.
Yeah,
it's good.
See, they got a lot. I think it's the Metallica blend. It's like Elvis, Metallica.
They call themselves
and country music slam.
Elvis rockabilly metal is what they consider themselves. It's got a really cool vibe to it. They look, they kind of look like 50s greasers. They wear their hair like Stevens, kind of deal.
How have I not heard this?
Lars Ulrich from Metallica is actually who brought them to the States. He actually kind of discovered them. I saw Volbeat for the first time. They opened for Lamb of God and Metallica at Van Andel.
Yeah.
Sanitarium? So, that was Death Magnetic. Anyways.
Death Magnetic?
Yep.
So I went to that at the Aware?
The Van Andel. Where they had the three-sided stage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah, Volbeat, Lamb of God, and Metallica. So
guys probably sitting right next to each other.
It might have been. So
I don't remember. I didn't know who Volbeat was at that time.
And neither did I. And he jokingly said, "Hey guys, you guys all know us. We're Cannibal Corpse." and was being funny, and I didn't know that. And I knew they weren't Cannibal Corpse, but I didn't know who they were. So, but yeah, no, I'm a big fan of theirs.
Yeah.
So.
My favorite band is 7 Mary 3. And not my least favorite song of theirs is Cumbersome.
The radio killed it. Yeah. It's still
it's now, so good.
I love that song to this day because now when it comes back, it brings back all those feelings. Mm-hmm. But the radio did kill that. But American Standard, what that album is just beginning to end is incredible. Mm-hmm. Water's Edge, My, Rodrigo, there's just a ton of great songs on there. Lame, but not Lame. Lame's a great song by them. I'm not saying they're lame. Anyways, I would have to say in my heavy rotation right now, on the heavier side is going to be Killswitch Engage. That's probably the heaviest thing I'm listening to right now. Those guys are considered metal. I really like them. I've been into a lot of pop punk lately. State Champs, Neck Deep, that kind of stuff. I've always been a huge Newfound Glory fan. Again, I'm a kind of a punky guy. Rise Against is one of my all-time favorites.
I love them, too.
So they're absolutely awesome. And I'm really, really wishy-washy, but it'll always come back to Breaking Benjamin is in my top five. Those guys are absolutely incredible. So, again, let's do a big variety, but
I will
Three Doors Down will always be top five for me.
I will say this. I have a very wide variety of music that I like. I like Irish music. I like old country music. I like... Basically, I bet the least thing that you're going to find in my playlist is rap. That's going to be, you know... And there's even some of that I like, too, but... But yeah, it's pretty broad. I love old 40s music, swing music. I like a lot of instrumental stuff. It's pretty broad. I'm pretty well rounded.
You could say that again.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you for the question, Jesus. Your follow up is, if you were stuck in a chair with your eyes open wide, like in that scene from Clockwork Orange, what movie would make you scream like he did? LOL.
I don't know, but I can tell you this. I hate anything with demons or possession or... I can handle any kind of scary movie. None of them bother me. It, I didn't even flinch. I don't care.
You flinched. You flinched.
Never. But you go into this possession demon shit, and I don't like it.
Is that why you didn't go see The Nun with me?
I don't even know.
I heard it was terrible.
It was good.
Zach said it was absolutely terrible. No, I trust Zach more than
I don't know. I don't know why he said that.
He said it was horrible.
It was good, though.
Oh, there's these movies like...
Was and you know what else he said? He said it was horrible. He said, you say it was good. Those are exact words to me. Oh, yeah. I'm sure
Travis...
Sure
we talked about it. Yeah. We did talk about it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not terribly familiar with Clockwork Orange. I have seen it, but it's been a lot of years. I would assume it's...
What he described is...
It's torturous. It's mine would be The Notebook. So, just tell me what you want! Tell me what you want!
You know? The Notebook is pretty... It is so, like, it puts girls' expectations on too high of a level. No. I mean, for crying out loud, the dude does the rose petals and the easel so she can draw. Women don't respect you if you treat them like that.
It's true.
That's absolutely true.
I have
true.
No idea what you're talking about because I've never seen it. I'm going to say Christmas movies.
Oh, man. That'd be the best for me.
Movies. I love Christmas movies.
I hate kind of movie like that.
Oh.
I hate it.
I would, and truly, though, I think the movie that I hate more than any movie in the world is Love and Basketball.
Never saw it.
It's my wife's favorite movie. It's terrible. I hate it. So,
you know, I've been blessed because I'm married a woman who doesn't really care for love stories with other people because she ugly cries like
well she
balls.
Doesn't and it just makes her jealous because she's with you.
Yeah, she can't have that.
She just
yes.
You know
yes.
So
she'll never get those perfect
she's that,
relationships.
She's that poor puppy that got pissed on the carpet. Travis has hit her so many times with a rolled up newspaper, she just can't enjoy anybody else's joy.
Exactly.
So, Joseph Corzine, thanks, Jesus. Joseph Corzine, are you guys doing the Kane County show in October?
Yes.
Yes.
I actually got my biggest booth there I've ever had. Usually I only do three, I'm doing four.
No shit.
Yeah.
When is that?
October.
Useless. Fucking useless. Tim Sawyer,
Your wife's birthday, I think, isn't it? It's your wife's birthday.
It is my wife's birthday, yeah. April 24th.
You're welcome.
April 24th.
You're something. Oh, the spring one is your wife's birthday.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Is it potentially the instructors conference in Traverse, 22, 23, 24, whatever?
Maybe. I don't know.
At any rate, Tim wants to know what our predictions are. What movie will do better, Venom or Aquaman?
Oh, man. I'm going to say Venom.
He asked which one will do better, not which one will be better.
No, I think Venom.
You think Venom?
I think Venom will do better.
I think Aquaman probably will. Because DC people are so stupid, they're still going to go and give these people a shot. No, you're absolutely right. Venom's going to do better.
Now, so, I'm not expecting either of them to be good. Great.
I'm not expecting
either of them to be. I think that Venom, because of the character that it is, I think it'll draw more people in.
I'd give you that.
They might walk out shaking their heads saying that was horrible, but I think they'll get there.
Right.
I'm going to actually go the other way and say Aquaman. I think the buzz around Jason Momoa is bigger than the Venom buzz. But I also agree, I don't have high expectations for either. I actually like both actors.
Yeah, me too.
But I feel like they're going to be not written very well. So I think we'll walk out and go, that was okay. Yeah. And that'll be it.
Yeah, I refuse. When I walk out of Aquaman, it's not going to just be okay. It either better blow me away like Wonder Woman, or it's going to get the Suicide Squad treatment. There's no gray area.
I don't even really care. The only thing that's on my radar from DC is Wonder Woman 1984. I think that's going to be fantastic, and it's going to be finally. That's going to be the first female superhero movie ever on screen. Moving along.
I don't like to see you go to that dark place, Stephen. I don't like to see you in that dark place. So, well, thank you, listeners. We greatly appreciate all your comments.
Was that it?
Yep.
All right, real quick.
What I really like, too, is like you get guys like Dan Babnick, who they like it, but they don't ask a question.
Yeah, they like that we're doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Eric sent me a quick one, which, Steve, you might have already been planning on. Oh, yeah, sack.
We're doing a podcast. I don't care. No one cares about the Lions.
Sack, man. Get off the field, Darnold.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's me right there. Big fat guy in the stands.
I'm so glad I was born into a family where my dad never played catch with me because I don't care about any of this sports ball shit.
Oh, shoot. All right. The story online is Barbie and He-Man rights expire at Sony as Mattel launches film division. I'm sorry I'm yelling, Steven. I'm sorry.
You are yelling.
So now Mattel is launching a film division so they can make their own movies. They're going to follow the Marvel plan. So what do we think here, Steven?
Gosh.
Netflix is already chocked full of Barbie movies. And I know.
I want to be optimistic about this, and I want to be happy, and I want to be excited. Like saying, hey, this is it. Now maybe something will happen with He-Man. But I have my doubts, obviously. So at this point, it's just some news that really doesn't mean a thing to me because I've just been beaten too badly over the years to think that's going to happen. And I think what Travis is probably going to say is going to also add to what I'm going to say, but he already told me, and I'm not going to steal it. So, that's how I feel. I feel like this is just a bunch of probably something that will go nowhere.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
But what you said about Hasbro.
Oh, yeah. Hasbro announced the same thing over a year ago. Hasbro is making their own film division, and they're blah, 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 and here comes G.I. Joe and Transformers and Micronauts and nothing.
Absolutely we're not even hearing any rumors of stuff in the works, are we?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So that's the same way I feel about this. And who knows, maybe it'll be a 5 years down the road kind of thing. And okay, you know, great, but
there's nothing more. And honestly, and a lot of people are probably going right to a movie, but an entertainment division? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
I'm more gunning for them to put out a cartoon.
Yeah.
I would rather see them do like a He-Man cartoon.
Yeah.
than a good one this time. And well, I shouldn't say this time. 2000X was fantastic. They're both fantastic, but just continue to make something that will appeal to kids and grown-ups alike, because and be able to find it and enjoy it. So, anyways, yeah, Pete.
Yeah, I don't care.
Don't lie. You love your Barbies.
I'll have an opinion when there's something to have an opinion on. Yeah, I always have an opinion, but.
But it's not here yet. Not
enough
there. Sure.
Yeah. Nothing to sink my teeth into yet. You know? Yeah. So.
It's kind of how I feel. What else we got?
Any other listener questions?
No. I have a comment I want to read.
Do it.
I just think find this interesting.
No, we should do too. We should go back and we should check some of our reviews on
YouTube.
No, not on YouTube. We need to do more YouTube, and though, but on iTunes. Our iTunes reviews.
So, I have kind of entered into a couple of conversations with a listener, and I don't think he was meaning for me to read this stuff, read this on the air, but I'm going to anyways, because I just find it pretty darn interesting. There's a guy named Ben Sashay. Okay. I'm gonna say Ben Sashay.
Sashi.
Alright, so anyways, I've been talking to him. He's a listener of podcasters. He listens to us too, I guess, probably recently found us. And I think it's cool. He has his own podcast. You can find it. It's pretty good. It's him and a couple other guys. They're from Australia, it's just cool to listen to three Australian guys just talk about anything. Because their accents are cool, but they do a toy show. So he told me about it, and it's called the Toy Power Podcast. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher. I don't know where else, but it's actually pretty good. They do some pretty good research, and they do.
Do they say "Welcome back, mate" every single episode?
No, they don't. I haven't heard them do that yet. Anyways, listen to a few of their episodes now. But anyways. The last episode they did, they were talking about how, and this surprised me, how Australia, they're like a year behind us. Like, when stuff comes out here, they're not even seeing it in their stores for a year. So I asked him about that. I said, hey, you know, I didn't know it was that far behind. And this was his answer. Yeah, it's terrible down here. Distribution-wise, we honestly never know if some lines will even be released here or not. But we manage. Our passion is certainly there, and it's awesome to have a network of other local collectors whom we all try to help each other out. E.g., orders from the USA, we sometimes bulk order and split the shipping costs. Jeez. So, you know, we complain about distribution here and everything, but man, did you imagine seeing some of these cool legends and everything, and it's a year before they even show up? Where you live?
Yeah, and because of the internet, you know everybody else is getting them, and
yeah,
right. But can't you just order them from
Amazon
or what do you always order from? Big Bad.
Yeah, I imagine you can, but I think it's probably my guess would be pricey
because of shipping and
That's what happens. You decided to live on an island, people with criminals. I don't know what you're. So didn't see any talks about why you're living in such a terrible place in the Princess Bride. So
what? He talks about Australia and the Princess Bride.
Yeah,
how did I miss that?
During when he does the Battle of the Wits with Wesley, and he's like, Iokane is from Australia, which is a people, it's full of criminals, and you're not trusted by me, and I surely cannot pick the line in front of you. You know what I mean? So.
Well, anyways, if you're looking for a good toy podcast after you're done listening to us.
If you're looking for a decent toy podcast and you hate He-Man, you don't want nothing to do with us. So.
Check these guys out. Anyways,
any Hoosiers.
Anything else?
I'm trying to pull up. Oh, I found some.
I found some.
No. Wait.
False alarm.
What'd you find?
I'm trying to find our reviews, like our ratings on.
Oh my goodness.
On iTunes.
I bet you we don't have any new ones.
Well, how would we know? We don't check ever.
I found some, Trav.
Okay.
I think we do have two new ones.
Let's hear them.
This helps our show, people.
Yeah, leave us a review.
Especially if you're an iTunes listener. Leave us a review on iTunes. Helps people find us. So, we've got one from 80s Were the Best. He gives us 5 stars, or she. Can't say enough about how much I enjoy the show. Listen during my commute and workouts. Very relatable to a fellow adult pop culture toy collector enthusiast. Great. Keep up the great work, guys. Sweet. Well, thank you.
Awesome.
And then we get one here not too long ago. Best Toy Podcast also gives us 5 stars. This group of 3 guys who live in Michigan talking about toys, movies, TV, comics, and shows is the best source out there for anyone interested in toy-related info. Thank you, but I'm not sure if we're the best for info. But thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking for a toy podcast, we are definitely going to plug Toy Podcast for you to listen to. So,
in addition, they're all friends, and their banter, while sometimes salty, is genuinely funny and can be genuinely heartfelt. That's true.
So true.
Agreed.
So true.
Awesome. Well,
couple of things.
Oh, okay.
First and foremost, March 23rd. Is that right? March 23rd.
Oh, no, you're the man.
MuskieCon 3.0. Super excited about it. But I'm also super excited because I have my first media guest. And none other than writer and director and producer of the Plastic Crack documentary, Guillermo Olivo. Am I saying it right? Is it Olivo?
I think so.
Olivo. Anyways.
He didn't write any of my lines, though. I want to make that clear.
Right.
When I'm on there, that's all me.
That's all you. I'm super excited about having him be a part of it. He's going to put together a really cool presentation for a Q&A, as well as just be there to meet people and what have you. So that's really, really cool for me. He jumped on right away. I messaged him about it, and he literally was like, dude, I'm in, and made it happen. So I can't be more grateful to Guillermo for that. So that's going to be really cool. Season 1 should be out by then, and hopefully even Season 2 should be out by then. So people are going to know who Guillermo is by the time he comes to Muskegon for this show. Number 2, we all know Matthew Rodriguez. He's a friend of the show here. He's a big part of the podcast of the universe. Just went and, speaking of Circle Jerks, with the He-Man convention with you and Jeremy.
Yep.
Steven. He runs the Tulip City Comic and Toy Fair in Holland, Michigan. His show is a week after mine. He's going into year 4 in 2019. And we have decided to team up and do a toy show together. So Toy Haven will be the first year, September 21st of 2019, the Grand Haven Community Center. We're super excited about that. It is going to be toys only. No comics, no art, no cosplay. It's just going to be straight up wall-to-wall, just toys. So it should be a great place for the collector to kind of come out and see some cool stuff. And so we're really excited about it. And it's not that we have anything against those other people, because, of course, that's not the case. We love our art. We love our cosplayers. But this is just a place we want it to be kind of soul-focused. Flea market style, wall-to-wall toys. And should be a good time. So make sure you check out Toy Haven on Facebook. It's 2 words, Toy Haven. And make sure you like that for updates. And then, of course, pay attention to the MuskieCon page. Also check out the Tulip City page for all sorts of cool updates in the world that is cons in the West Michigan area.
That sounds
at least
like
that aren't my, Grand Rapids Comic Con.
So. That sounds like my kind of show. I hope that does well.
Yeah, we do too. So should be a good time. But yeah, so those are the 2 big announcements I had. Super excited. So
I got nothing except we do have, as requested, a Courtney's box.
Nice.
Courtney, come over here and show us what's in your box. So you can actually announce, you can tell us what's in your box.
Yeah, because we have the microphone set up.
Reach down there, take a look.
Just put your heel up on my shoulder.
Well, I kind of have to
speak up.
I kind of have to, like, I don't know.
Get naked?
Do one of these, because there's a lot of moths in there.
Yeah, that's true.
I haven't seen a lot of action in a long, long time. You know what I'm saying?
Steven, you're a loser.
Jeez.
Okay.
not true.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's Garbage Pail Kid Cards.
Oh. Garbage Pail Kid Cards.
I love Garbage Pail Kids.
I loved Garbage Pail Kids. Also. Trav, you had to.
This they were awesome. Apple. Oh, yeah. No, I loved them. You know what I really loved, though? Dinosaurs Attacks.
What?
You gotta look that up. That was like a card that was like right after Garbage Pail Kids. And it was like, what if dinosaurs existed in today's world? And it was just like Tyrannosaurus Rex on like the playground just eating children.
You are a terrible human being. You know what game I really liked as a kid? Human sex trafficking. So much fun.
So
quick story. Starter pack came with duct tape and chloroform. And
quick story. I'm at volleyball practice today, and one of my players was there, and she sat right in front of me during The Nun, this horror movie. So, you know, as you can imagine, I scared her a lot, you know. And so I said to her, I said, "Hey, how'd you sleep Saturday night?" And she goes, "I wasn't really scared of The Nun because people were talking about sex trafficking, and I was really just more concerned about that." And I said, "Dear, don't worry. They wouldn't be interested in you."
Right. You're fat and ugly, so sorry. Wow.
I love Garbage Pail Kids. I thought they were cool, and, you know, trying to find your own name, of course.
Right. That was always a big thing.
Yeah. I have a couple that come into my, that I can remember.
Heavin' Steven.
Heavin' Steven. Ray Gunn.
Yeah.
It was Reagan. Like, yep. Because President Reagan was the president. There was the one with the... I can see the picture. What was his name? He had a zipper, and he was unzipping his face.
Oh, they had all kinds of different names, so they didn't always be...
There was, like, two. There was, like, the same card had two different names.
Yeah, exactly.
A bunch of Steven ones.
And there was a... Warren. Yeah, he looked like Rambo or something.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, there were some good ones.
I just sold
Peter,
like a whole...
Peter Pooper.
Oh, that's
the Spider-Man one.
I just sold a whole bunch of them to Luke Gulikamp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Plugged Pete. Nintendo head.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Peg Leg Peter. Peter Payne.
I remember.
Here's Stuffed Steve. Coming out of a turkey.
Oh, nice.
That's a good one, too.
The art in it was just so good.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's so funny, you know, that it's
Steve,
it's like...
Rotters.
This one's kind of funny because Courtney affects this of mine, my Peter meter.
So they were meant to make fun of Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just find
that... They were a gross version of it. So.
But when I was a kid, I always wanted them to make dolls.
Oh, you wanted Garbage Pail dolls?
Right. Yeah, because they were making fun of the Cabbage Patch Kids, and I wanted, you know, like Garbage Pail Kid dolls, and because they would have been hilarious. But, you know, that never happened. I remember as a child, my dad, he used to service a car wash, one of those ones you just pull your car in and spray it off. And he used to go there, and he would check the, you clean out the vacuums and blah, do things, make sure that the quarters were in the machine and blah, blah, blah. When I was there, I always used to, I would dig through the garbages, because here in Michigan, we have what's called a deposit on pop cans. So, and we've had that even since when I was a little kid. So, here we get pop cans, and we pay extra for the deposit, and when you turn those pop cans in and you recycle them, you get 10 cents for every can. So, if you can find pop cans in the garbage here in Michigan, you can get rich. So, anybody that doesn't live in Michigan, just come here and look for pop cans and garbages, and you'll get rich.
You know that Michigan's not the only state that does that, right?
Yeah, I know, but I'm aware that there are a lot of states that don't.
Right.
Because most
states don't. In fact, I can tell you right now.
Maine is one of them that does. Yep.
California does it by the pound. Hawaii, New York, Vermont, they're all 5 cents, though.
Yeah.
We're maybe the only ones that are 10 cents.
And this always throws me off when I go to a state that doesn't, because you'll be at some party and you'll have your can, and we're always looking for what to do. What do you do with your cans?
Yeah, hey, where do you keep your cans?
And I always feel people look at you like you're crazy when you say, "Where do you put the cans?" Or like, "In the garbage." And I'm like, "What?" So,
And it's a big deal. Like, you go, like, they don't look the same in other states for that exact reason, for fraudulent purposes.
Yeah.
People go and they collect all these cans in you know, in Illinois, and they drive to Michigan and turn them in. They won't scan
them. There's a Seinfeld episode stuff, so. Where they tried to do that.
In a mail truck. In Newman's mail truck. Yeah. Right. In fact.
So, that's funny.
Driving from New York, they were specifically coming to Michigan to do it. They had a whole mail truck full of cans.
So
one of Kramer's schemes.
The car wash was right next to a gas station. And so I would go there and, you know, 25 cents would get, I think it was 25 or 50 cents would get you a pack of Garbage Pail Kids. So all I needed to do was find like three cans. And I would dig through the garbage, I'd find these three cans, I'd run them right over to the gas station, I'd turn them in, and I would buy Garbage Pail Kids every single Tuesday and Thursday that my dad went and did this. And I collected for like three series is there. I know I collected the full series of Garbage Pail Kids, and I just didn't think of that until just now.
Weren't there a few Garbage Pail Kids that were kind of like
too racy,
controversial, yeah. And parents like freaked out about them?
Yeah,
I don't remember which ones they were, but I wasn't allowed to have Garbage Pail Kids for that very reason. Yeah,
and your parents were the ones that were freaking out about that
Catholic school right here.
Yeah, Catholic school kids. You know, we got in trouble for having Garbage Pail Kids in class. So. Yeah.
I got in trouble for wearing a shirt to school that had nuns holding shotguns. That's the same thing, right?
Basically, probably.
I wasn't, and this is a little off topic, but I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons.
Neither was I.
Heidi's parents wouldn't let her either.
Wow.
I watched Married with Children with my parents.
I can remember that show coming on and it showing those fountains going off at the beginning and everybody, get out of here! And I had to go into another room or something. Actually, they just turned the channel because my parents didn't watch it either. But anyway. Well, that was good. See, Courtney's box rules. Every time I get in there, I just feel warm and happy and, you know.
I sent you guys a Ode to Humanity.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
Okay. I will. How come I don't see it? Did you send it to me in a message?
Yes, a text message.
Well, here it is.
Yep. Between you and Peter.
Like this one? Necktie? And he's hanging himself? I can see a parent being upset by that.
Peter, are you going to do the Eva Lynn?
No, go ahead.
You sure?
Would you like me to?
I don't care. I can. I can do it.
Will you call
Steven, you're a beast man. You do beast man.
Yeah, right, I'll be the narrator then.
Steven, you do Beastman, don't you?
I can do Beastman.
Who does Beastman usually?
Me.
Okay.
So you're Evil Lynn?
Yep.
And I'll narrate.
Oh my god. Okay.
Ready, Steven?
Yeah. Think witchy. Who's going first?
Travis.
Do you have any hobbies, Beastman?
And now, Eternia speed dating.
I like to watch porn.
Okay, let's try another one. What is your greatest strength?
My right hand.
Oh, that's naughty.
And then we get a surprised face by Eva Lynn. Yes. Well. All right, that's a short episode for us, guys.
What time is it? What are we at?
1 hour and 22 minutes.
Jeez, oh, peace.
But... Joe Ryan, you're going to have to listen to this one on half speed so it lasts twice as long. Right.
If only Courtney could make Steven go half speed, she'd get her full 4 minutes. So
I'm a very enthusiastic lover. That's the word for it, enthusiastic.
Enthusiastic. So. All right, we're wrapping up 115 episodes. Jeez, oh, Pete. That is crazy. 115 episodes. It's been a good time. We're winding down. We're starting to have problems with each other. We're starting to do things without each other. We are slowly getting to the point of where we're getting behind people's back and calling their families for interviews. And so I don't foresee this lasting much longer. I'd say 132 is probably going to be my exit. And so at that point, I'm going to do whatever I can to get onto PO2 and destroy that one as well. So, in all seriousness, it's been a good run. We've had a good time. I'll look back on all these memories fondly. So,
jeez, you sound like this is your last episode. Jesus.
No, man, we got Grand Rapids Comic Con is coming up in November. Kane County is coming up in October. We've got a toy swap party coming up with all of our cronies and homies and what have you coming up. That's going to be a blast. So, for your host, Stephen Bisciotti, his wife, our producer, Courtney Bisciotti, and her lovely, lovely, delicious box, co-host Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy, and until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle.